नमः विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देश तारिणे ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितम् येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्याम ददाते स्वपदांतिकम। सो आई विल ट्राई टू ग्लोरीफाई श्रीमती राधाराणी अकॉर्डिंग टू माई little knowledge and realization. Mostly I will read and it will be very beneficial for all of us to meditate on Radharani every single day. Radha Krishna Dhyan while chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra round Smala. So it will be very nice to know Srimati Radharani, how we can meditate on Radha Krishna. So I'll read little. First I will try to speak about tattva, about Radharani, who is she? So, Radharani is none other than Krishna himself. Ekoham Bahushyam. With, before the creation, all that was there is Krishna. But madhaktanam vinodartham karomi vivida kriya ved. For my devotees, I engage myself into different pastimes for their pleasure. So they can enjoy, my devotees can enjoy, I can enjoy. So for that reason, for enjoying, Krishna expanded himself, Ekoham Bahushyam. And then first and foremost expansion of Lord is Srimati Radharani from Vama, from left side. So if Krishna wants to execute beautiful, amorous, loving pastimes with his devotees, then he has to become devotee first. Because it has to be that caliber, almost equal caliber to Krishna. So that means Krishna has to become counterpart. And that is Srimati Radharani. Just to enjoy. Krishna means Ananda. Krishna's name is Ananda. And his nature is ever enjoying, no cessation. That's the only work he has. Rasik Sekhar Krishna Param Karun. Krishna is Rasik. Rasagya. Both. He is Ras B, Rasik B. He is both. He is the mellow, amorous mellow, and he is the taster, he is the enjoyer of that mellow. So, in order to enjoy, he has to have his, he has to have his pastimes with Srimati Radharani. So, so Radharani is Krishna, Krishna is Radharani. Actually, you can say Krishna expanded himself into Radharani. It's like example is given, one peanut, but in that peanut there are two seeds, and those seeds are Radha and Krishna, but the peanut is one. So same way Radha Krishna is one. The other example is given in the scripture, that a lamp, ghee lamp, and there is a wick in a ghee lamp, and it is littered on both sides. But the wick is one, the ghee lamp is also one. But it's two jyot, two lights emanating. The same personality in two parts. But if we go deeper into the philosophy, darshan, then ekoham bhavishyam, original personality of Godhead is Krishna. And that Krishna has many multifarious, unlimited energies. Parasya saktir vividhai vasuyate svabhaviki jnana bal kriyacha. So, Paraisha, Krishna, has multifarious, unlimited energies. And those energies, again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says into three, Jiva Sakti, Chitta Sakti, or Maya Sakti, into three categories. And that Chitta Sakti is again mainly divided into three, Samvit, Sandini or Aladini Sakti. These are spiritual energies. So, amongst these three spiritual energies, Aladini Sakti is represented by Srimati Radharani. Who is Krishna again? But Sakti, Sakti Mato Abhinna. Sakti or Saktiman Krishna, abhinna, non-different, same. But still there is original personality of Godhead, Krishna. And Radharani is the divine potency, Rama. Sometimes it is, she is called Rama, Radhika, Radhika, Radha, Lakshmi. Sometimes she is called Lakshmi. Same Radhika potency, Aladini Shakti of Krishna. So this is the nutshell philosophy. Who is Radharani? Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. Radharani also Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam. But there are pastimes of his appearance, divine appearance, because it is not mundane, that's why it is Divya appearance. She appeared in Raval, in maternal uncle's home, Raval, near Dauji. That time Kirtidas Sundari was at her father's home. It is customary. So I'm not going to touch much of her appearance in Raval. She appeared in Lotus, in Jamuna, etc. You all know. And then Radharani, she travels with her father, Vrishabhanudev, along with Nanda Maharaj. When they came, Chattikara, she went to Val with her father. When she went to Nandagaon, Nanda Maharaj went to Nandagaon, then she went to Barsana. So that Radha Krishna have constant amorous pastimes. So, I wanted to read more, and if there is a question, we'll take it last minute, last 5 minutes. So half an hour or so, I will, I will read about three things, and then if you have time, then I'll read more about her. And those three things is how she wears, what she wears, so that we can meditate. Especially Abhushan and her lotus feet, if I can go through that much. So I'll read from Ujjwal Nilamani, which is compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So tatrapi sarvatha srestha radha chandravalityute tyube yuthayostu yayoho santi koti sankhya mrugidrisha. So Radharani sarvasrestha among two Yutheswari. One is Chandravali and one is Radharani. So they both are rival, as you know. In other words, rival doesn't mean that they are confrontation or fighting mood, or rival means they are competing to please Krishna. They are competing to please Krishna. That is rival. It's not an opposite camp. It is opposite camp, but not in the sense we think about opposite camp. When Krishna disappeared from the Rasa Arena, and Radharani was left behind after Srungar, Sringar Bhatt. Then both camp, they came together because they both were so much in deep depression, distress, that they forget about that they are rival of each other, dvesh or anything. And they became one, both camp became one and started singing Gopi Git. There was no two camps at this point because they were in deep separation, depression and separation from Krishna. So it is not opposite camp like in material world. It is spiritual competition to please Krishna. So Radharani, she is Sarva Aradhika Tayor Apyubhayo Madhyar Radhika Sarva Aradhika Mahabhava Swarupeyam Gunai Ratir Variyasi. Third sloka, fourth chapter, Ujjwal Nilamani. So Tayor Madhyar, amongst all the gopis, Radharani is Sarva Aradhika. That Krishna, he worships Radharani the most. And worshipping means rasik sant, rasik devotees, rasik bhakta. They sometimes sing that Radharani is worshipping Krishna. And sometimes they sing or compose something that Krishna is worshipping Radharani. But actually it is a same thing. Not that Radharani is greater than Krishna or Krishna is greater than Radharani. But to enjoy that transcendental mellow, rasik jan, rasika bhumi bhavu ka. So rasik devotees, they compile different songs one way or another. So Krishna here says sarva aradhika. Amongst all the gopis, Radharani is sarva aradhika. Krishna is with Radharani the most. Why is that? Because Radharani brings out every single drop of Krishna's love out from Krishna. And she tastes that love. Every single drop. And Krishna also, out of helplessness, he becomes sold out. He doesn't remember anything. He becomes totally sold out, falls at the lotus feet of Radharani, or worshipping Radharani, or serving Radharani. This is Yoga Maya potency again, that Krishna knows who he is, but here he forgets, because this is Madhurya Dham. Kunja Nikunja Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. This is Madhurya Dham, where Madhurta, the mellow of amorous pastimes, Madhur Ras, is more predominated. Opulence is there, 100% of opulence is there, Aishwarya is there. But Aishwarya is overpowered or overcovered by Madhur Ras. All rasas are there. So Radharani, she acts in such a way, or she behaves in such a way, her bodily complexion is such a way, because none other than Krishna. So, she attracts Krishna the most. And the other gopis also accept this fact. Chandravali also accept this fact. And that's why they all push Krishna to Radharani. And they push, they all gopis and sakhis and five kinds of sakhis and manjaris and they all push Radharani to Krishna and Krishna to Radharani. Because their ultimate interest is to make Radha Krishna enjoy each other the most. And that's why the manjari and gopis, they are considered to be a mirror image of Srimati Radharani. In other words, Radharani is happy, enjoying, blissful, then the image is also in mirror, is same, smiling, enjoying. So by serving Radharani, all the gopis, whether they are Yatheswari or Manjari or whatever gopis, unlimited gopis, not 100,000 millions or unlimited gopis. They are mirror image of Radharani. Radharani enjoys that equal level they all enjoy by serving Radha Krishna. So this is a mood. And this is the bliss in spiritual world. Not that I am dear to Krishna, I want to go to Krishna, I want to compete with other, I can be number one with Krishna. Or Radharani has the same mood. We will see in the quality, we don't have much time. But in quality we will see that Radharani also Bhakta Vatsala, any living entity, not just gopis or manjaris, any living entity, Radharani pushes them to Krishna. Here, my dear Krishna, this Mani Manjari is the best. She is the most attractive, beloved. She has most who can satisfy your needs of loving. Loving needs she can satisfy. So Radharani pushes Mani Manjari like that. So it's not a competition. So Radharani pushes all other to Krishna. So this is spiritual world. Spiritual world means no, absolutely no envy, zero envy. Envy cannot exist there. And if there is envy, then that envy has to be how I can please another devotee. The definition of Sakhi in Ujjwal Nilamani is that Vishramba, she has more faith, she has more Vishwas on others than herself. She loves others more than herself. They are some vayask. They are having same beauty, same age, same kind of dress. Beautiful. But there is no question of envy. Everything exists in spiritual world that is here in absolute way. Absolute way. Remember this word, absolute way. Kaam exists there. Lust exists there. But in the form of absolute way, which is called love. But envy cannot exist in spiritual world. Envy, we have to give it up here, behind. So all these gopis, they are not competing. They are pushing each other to go towards Krishna and enjoy with Krishna. So, sarva aradhika and mahabhava swarupeyam. So, Radharani is exclusive property, monopoly. Radharani has a monopoly over mahabhava. Madanakya mahabhava. Madanakya mahabhava. So that is, we don't want to go in detail of what is madanakya mahabhava or mahabhava. In short, nutshell, in short we can say like this. Mahabhava means asht sattvik vikar. At eight symptoms of bhava can manifest same time. Nayanam galad asrudharaya vadanam gadgad ruddaya gira pulakai nichitam vapukada. So these are three. Sattvic vikas, sattvic bhav. Nayanam galadasridharya, or this hair stands on end, the voice chokes up, color changes, or you become stone, etc. It's sattvic vikar, it's sattvic bhav. They all happen at one time. At one time. That is closer to Mahabhav. So, Mahabhav Swarupeyam Gunar Tivariyasi, or her guna qualities, she is topmost. So, Allah, rather than going to slok by slok, I'll go a little faster and come to her Srungar, and then Dvadasa Abhushan, and Sola Srungar, she is dressed with. So I want to read this so that we can meditate on her, what she wears in our meditation, chanting Hare Krishna, or whatever way we want to meditate, whenever we want to meditate. We should know what she wears. So this is Sola Srungar, this Snata Nasagra Jagramani Rati Tapata Sutrini Badhaveni. So Nasagra Varamautikam. Nasagra Varamautikam. Krishna, both Krishna and Radharani, they wear beautiful small shining pearl. Not just dull or anything. Very beautiful small little pearl. Not a big pearl or anything. Very nice pearl. She wears. Well, Neela Vastra. She is wearing Neela Vastra. Meaning bluish. Not dark bluish. Beautiful blue Neela Vastra she is wearing. And in her tiny little waist, her waist is very, very delicately small little waist. And she is wearing a beautiful whatever you call upavas, second cloth, like on top of her blue main paridhan, main dress, she is wearing beautiful different color cloth, and on her head she is wearing beautiful vani. We offer vani every day to Radharani. If you have seen, every single day in Vrindavan she gets the vani. Other places I don't know, but here she gets every day. Well, Kano me, in the ears, beautiful earrings, and in her body, ango me, karpur, kasturi, chandan, lip. She is smearing her body with karpur, kasturi and chandan. And her forehead also. And her hairs, beautiful small little flowers in her hair. And in neck, she wears beautiful garland made up of nice fragrances flower. And in the hand, right hand especially, she has, on left hand, she specially carries Nila Kamal, means blue lotus she carries. And on her lips, mouth, she is chewing the beautiful Tambu, meaning pan, whatever English is. She is chewing the pan. And she is doing kasturi bindu, the dot of kasturi, and beautiful lotus eyes up to ears, and nice mascara, black kajal. And kapal, and everywhere she is wearing beautiful painting. In English it's called Makari Patra Bhanga. She is painted beautifully, like we paint her every day. Shyam Sundar, his leg also we paint Radharani's. So that Chanane Alakatra Ragavan Lalatme Tilak. Lalat Mithilak. In 16 Singaron mein vibhushit hokar Srimati Radharani ji virajman ho rahi hai. So this is 16 Singar. And Abharan. So her chuda, she is wearing Nil Ujwal Nil Mani in her chuda, in her braided hair. She is wearing nice beautiful pearl, Ujwal Mani, Ujwal Nil Mani. Kanane Suvarna Kundal, beautiful kundal she wears. Nitamba ke upar Suvarna Nirmit Kardhani, she is wearing beautiful Kardhani on the side, made up of gold. And Galena Soneka Har, beautiful big lift gold har, made up of gold up to her navel. Kanana Valliya, beautiful Valliya, those shining leaves goes to and fro. Lasat Kundalan. Gale mein sone ka har, kaano mein valli, aur swarna salaka, aur swarna salaka, she is wearing long stick, this long salaka, stick kind of salaka, which you are smearing your eyes with, that kind of salaka, and patti, flowers made up of gold, small little shining flowers, and salaka. Haathon mein swarna kankan, beautiful bangles she is wearing, bangles, golden bangles. Kanth mein kanthbhusha, in the neck she is wearing beautiful necklaces. Anguliyon mein anguthiya, both 10 fingers she is wearing beautiful finger ring. Gale mein tarahar, in the neck she is wearing the hair or a garland made up of nice beautiful golden stars. Tarahar. Bhujao mein bajuban, beautiful delicate arms she is wearing. Beautiful bajuband, wearing flowers, garland you can say, on her hands. Charno mein ratno ke nupur, here she wears ankle bells made up of different jewels. Aur pyaron ki anguthiyon mein vichiya, so pyaron ki anguthi mein vichiya kind of rings she is wearing. Ye dwadash aabharan Sri Radhika ke angon mein susobhit rehte hain. So these are aabharan, and that is previous is her shringar, 16 shringar or 12 aabharan. Now I will read qualities. Rupa Goswami is narrating her qualities from 11th to 15th sloka of Radhika, Radha Prakaran, 4th chapter. He is describing the qualities of Srimati Radharani. So I have about, say, 10 minutes at the most. So let me read through and then we can describe all the quality if we can. So Sri Krishna ki tarah Srimati Radhika ke bhi asankhya gun hai. There are unlimited qualities of Radharani like Krishna. Unme se 25 mukhya gun hai, 25 chief qualities of Srimati Radharani. One, madhur arthat ve dekhne mein param sundari hai. She is the most beautiful damsels of Vrindavan. Nobody equal to her, nobody above her, because she is Krishna. Krishna's beauty is also unparalleled. One of the four qualities of Krishna above Vishnu is he is very beautiful. Navayuti arthat Kishor Vaisalini hai. She is Kishori, Kishor, Kishori, not above 15, 16 years. She is Kishori. Chicago deity name is Kishor Kishori. Prabhupada gave Kishor Kishori. Beautiful deity. Chanchal Kataksavali. Side long glances. She is looking side wise. Kataks. So Chanchal Kataks, her eyes are very restless eyes. Ujwal Mrudu Madhur Hasya Karani. She is very joyful, and that's why she is always having a beautiful smile on her face. Not laughter, smith means beautiful. Not laughing and not morose. Beautiful smile. सुंदर सौभाग्य को सूचित करने वाली रेखाओं से युक्त रेखा त्रिरेखा कंठ, कंठ में तीन रेखाएं और यहाँ एब्डोमन सी हैज ब्यूटीफुल रेखा एंड इन हर हैंड्स एंड अंडर द फीट ब्यूटीफुल चिन्ह. वी विल गो थ्रू दिस चिन्ह इफ यू हैव टाइम विच आई डाउट यू कैन रीड थ्रू. अपनी अंग गंध से श्री कृष्ण को भी उन्नत करने वाली है. सो सी इज एमिनेटिंग ब्यूटिफुल एरोमा सुगंध फ्रॉम हर बॉडी ब्यूटिफुल सुगंध. वेन वी परस्पायर इट इज नॉट वेरी नाइस स्मेल. But when Radha Rani's perspires, she is emanating like beautiful aroma of best ether. So she is emanating best saugandhya. Which intoxicates Krishna. Her aroma of her body intoxicates Krishna. Sangeet Vidya Pardarshi. She is expert in playing instruments. Sangeet Vidya. Playing instruments. She is very, very expert. Ramya Vakya Arthat Mrudu Bas Bolne Vali. When she speaks, she speaks beautiful words, weighed, not just walk by. She weighs her words and speaks so madhur that anybody will get enchanted, especially Krishna and her chief prana sakhis. परमेश्वरीस रम्य वाक्य अर्थात मृदु भाषा बोलने वाली, नर्म पंडित अर्थात परिहास करने में पटु. कृष्ण कुछ कहते हैं तो उनके अलग वही शब्द का अलग अर्थ करके, हिंदी, माय क्लास वाज इन हिंदी बट दे चेंज. आई वाज ट्राइंग टू गिव अ वेरी ब्यूटीफुल presentation, but I gave it to Lal Govind Prabhu instead. So, beautiful. And this, in English you cannot give more in short time. You have to translate and whatnot. Nirma Pandita Arthat Parihas, she is very beautifully joking with Krishna, her friends, and taking meaning of same word into different meaning. So she is very beautifully Vinita. She is very mild, vinamra, very humble, Vinit. Karuna Purna Arthat Dayalu. Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणामामि हरिप्रिय. करुणा करुणामयी करुणां करुणामयी सनक सनातन वर्णित चरिते. करुणां करुणामयी करुणां भरिते सनक सनातन वर्णित चरिते. She is very compassionate. Here, Krishna, this soul wants to come to you. Please accept. Please accept. This is her causeless mercy, Karuna. She is very compassionate, especially towards her devotees. Very, very विदग्ध अर्थात रस विषय में अत्यंत चतुर, विदग्ध मीन्स ही इज वेरी एक्सपर्ट, चतुर, शी इज वेरी क्लेवर एंड वेरी इंटेलिजेंट. ऑफ कोर्स ऑल दिस गुणास आर वी आर डिस्क्राइबिंग इज जस्ट अ मियर अटेम्प्ट टू ग्लोरीफाई हर क्वालिटीज, बट शी इज वेरी एक्सपर्ट विदग्ध. कृष्णा विदग्ध माधव एंड राधारानी विदग्ध राधारानी. सब कार्यों में चातुरी युक्ता, वट एवर सी डज इज दक्ष, टोटल एक्सपर्ट इन डूइंग एवरीथिंग एंड जस्ट लाइक सेटिंग डायमंड इन ए प्रॉपर सेटिंग, एवरीथिंग परफेक्ट. सी इज वेरी एक्सपर्ट इन डूइंग एनीथिंग एंड एवरीथिंग. सब कार्यों में चतुरी का चातुरी युक्ता, लज्जाशीला. फॉर लेडीज लज्जा साइनेस इज द बिगेस्ट क्वालिटी दैट सी इज साई, बिकॉज़ इफ सी इज आउट स्पोकन लाइक मैन सी इज नॉट एज मच अट्रैक्टिव बिकॉज सी इज एक्टिंग लाइक ए मैन, वेयरिंग पैंट्स एंड वॉकिंग लाइक मैन एंड हेयर कट्स लाइक मैन. नो लज्जा युक्त, सी शुड बी वेरी मच. द लेडीज आर नोन ऑफ देयर क्वालिटी कॉल्ड साइनेस, दे आर वेरी साई. दे इवन मुस्लिम लेडीज दे बुरखा एंड in the previous ages, you know, even ladies in India, they had lajja, you know, they were parda, and that attracts men most. But you know, open your whole body, and if you go to the beach, there is no cloth almost, just a very little. So that is not lajja. Anyway, I don't have to go into what modern age is doing. I'm trying to finish, only little left because I have 3-4 minutes. So maryada sadhu marg par atal rehne wali, maryada mein rehne wali, she doesn't cross her limits as a lady. Dharya salini, she is very patient in Krishna's vira, Krishna's separation, she is very patient. Gambhir, she is very serious. Suvilasa, arthat suvilasa priya hai. Mahabhav ke param utkarsh ko prakat karne mein param vyagra rehti hai. She is always in topmost ecstasy, Mahabhav. Gokul prem vasiyati, arthat unko dekhne से ही गोकुल वासियों को प्रेम उमड़ने लगता है. मीनिंग वेन एवर इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ गोकुल दे सी राधारानी, इमीडिएटली दे बिकम ओवरवेलम विथ लव फॉर हर, दे आर वेरी अफेक्शनेट टू राधारानी. अखिल ब्रह्मांड में उनकी कीर्ति व्याप्त है. सी इज मोस्ट फेमस लाइक कृष्णा इन होल क्रिएशन, मटेरियल एंड स्पिरिचुअल. गुरुजनों के स्नेह की पात्री है. ऑल द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ व्रज दे लव हर मोर देन देमसेल्व्स, मोर देन देमसेल्व्स. सखियों के प्रणय के अधीन रहती है. सी बिकम्स कंट्रोल, रिमेन्स कंट्रोल बाय हर इंटीमेट गर्लफ्रेंड्स. सी रिमेन्स कंट्रोल, सी become subservient to them. सखियों के प्रणय के अधीन रहती है. श्री कृष्ण की समस्त शक्तियों में प्रधाना है. So she is the chief amongst all the girlfriends or all the damsels of Vrindavan. केशव सदा उनकी आज्ञा में अधीन रहते हैं. Krishna is always remains subservient to her. So this is the the quality, I couldn't give much time to this. Basically, she is Bhakta Vatsala. She is very compassionate towards the devotees, her devotees. And that's why Rupa Manjari, we are follower of Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari is follower of Srimati Lalita Sakhi. And Lalita Sakhi is the Yutheswari of Radharani, Chief Sakhi, 8 principal Sakhis. And Lalita is foremost. She is a guru of all Sakhis. Even Radharani, she is advising. And she is doing Abhishar, many 17 different services the Sakhis, they render to Radha Krishna. So, very little I could cover than what I wanted to cover because of English and not taking help of this electronic media. But any question at all? Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we are praying Radharani. Please Radharani, give me love of Krishna. Please give me service of Krishna. So any question? In Bhagavatam also Radharani is mentioned with Rama, Jiva, Atma, she is mentioned as Rama, Lakshmi, Aradhika. Sukadeva Goswami didn't want to mention her name because he was Radharani's parrot. So he would go into ecstasy if he goes into Radharani's pastimes. So he held himself. So that's why in Bhagavatam she is mentioned. But you have to know through our Acharya, especially Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Sat Sandarbha. So any question at all? Any question? Yes? Where is the microphone? Yes? Say it before he brings. Very, very easy to overcome. First, you have to become serious and sincere to conquer envy. That's the first thing. You have to become serious and sincere. Then, whomever you are, the envy is defined in Ujjwal Nilamani. The definition of Matsarta, envy, is that Dusro ki achhi cheez dekhne par asahishnu hona. In English, by looking at others' greatness, great things, great building, great car, you become intolerant. That is envy. By looking at others' good things, you become intolerant. So then you serve that person, you go to that person and ask him, how I can become like you? How I can learn from you to become like you? There is a very good story in Puranas. Narada Muni, he is Gandharva and Tumru is a Gandharva. So they both went to Lord and they played their Veena Vadya in competition, thinking that Lord will be pleased with me. So they both Narad Muni asked, my dear Lord, we try to please you with our Veena, Tumru and me. So whom did you like the most? Whom did you like the most? Lord says, Tumru is the best. And Narada Muni became morose, envious, total envy. So, then Lord said that you go to Tumru, you learn the art of playing Veena from Tumru, Gandharva, Tumru, Gandharva, and then you come back to me. And he went to Tumru, he learned the science of playing Veena from Tumru, and came back and played, and Lord was very, very happy, very blissful. So you go to the person whom you are envious of, and learn from him, become subservient to him, and that's how you can get rid of your envy, envious nature. Any other question? Any other question? So thank you very much. I'm sorry for over time and many exalted Vaishnavas sitting here. I'm not eligible to speak in front of them, but I tried my humble attempt. Thank you very much. Srimati Radharani ki, Radha Shyam Sundari Lalita Vishakha Devi ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Gaur Nitai ki, Sri Srila Prabhupada ki, Vaishnava Bhaktavrinda ki, Guru Gauranga ki, Gaur Premanandi ki.